Welcome to the Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, Divine Mercy in My Soul. Read for you by Tabitha Bartlett and Jay Benson. The Polish and English editions of the book both have a nihil obstat and imprimatur. They are a declaration that the book is considered to be free from doctrinal or moral error. This audiobook begins with a preface, introduction, and chronology of events in the life of St. Faustina. A reading of the diary then commences. Preface. The Diary of St. Maria Faustina is the record of her life experience, the journey of her soul. She was graced by a special communion with God, and the diary expresses her conviction that this communion ought to be the center of our lives. Since the 1940s, the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, St. Stanislaus Kostka Province, have shared this conviction and have undertaken the promulgation of God's mercy throughout the world, particularly as it has been proclaimed by St. Faustina. In 1979, convinced of the importance of the diary, the Marians were instrumental in bringing it, in its rough typewritten form, out of Poland. We made the necessary corrections to the manuscript and published a critical Polish edition that has been promulgated throughout the world to Polish-speaking people. At the same time, we commissioned a couple in Poland, Adam and Donuta Paziski, to translate the diary into English. Once they had completed this first, literal translation, we asked Archbishop George Pierce, Society of Mary, to retranslate portions of it in accordance with proper English terminology for the various theological concepts and spiritual experience referred to throughout the diary. Archbishop Pierce was supported in this second translation by Fathers George Kosicki, Congregation of St. Basil, Gerald Farrell, Mary Knoll Missionaries, Leo Micoli, Society of Jesus, and an oblate, Francis Bagan, Oblates of Mary Immaculate. When this text was completed, it was given to Father Seraphim Mihalenko, Marians of the Immaculate Conception, who was director of the Divine Mercy Department from 1979 to 1986. Together with Sister Sofia Mihalenko, Community of the Mother of God of Tenderness, he carefully reviewed the translation, often referring back to the original Polish to ensure exactness of expression. Father Joseph Sielski, Marians of the Immaculate Conception, and Father Kazimierz Zwolek, Marians of the Immaculate Conception, were then asked to review the text, rereading it for authentic agreement with the Polish. Finally, in the first part of 1987, the text was returned to the Divine Mercy Department, then headed by Father George Kosicki, Congregation of St. Basil. Through his efforts, the tireless work of Sister Sofia Mihalenko, Community of the Mother of God of Tenderness, and the assistance of Vincent Flynn, the diary was subjected to a complete editing, retyping, and proofing process for clarity of expression and readability according to current English grammar and usage. The index, listing the main themes of the diary, was compiled by Father Eugene Ojimek and developed by Father George Kosicki and Sister Sofia. The design, composition, and mechanicals were then completed by Charles Paris and Pat Menotti, and the diary was printed by the Marian Press at the Marian Helpers Center. To all involved with this work, we wish to express our deepest gratitude and the assurance of our prayers. Since the Polish diary is the official text, we have made every effort to be truly faithful to it, and to retain the various shades of meaning implied in the theological and spiritual terms used by St. Faustina, a definite challenge indeed. In translating the diary, we dealt with the same kind of challenge that faces the translators of sacred scripture. Some terms allow for a variety of expressions, even though the meanings are the same, and the final translation thus becomes a personal choice of style and expression on the part of the translator. For the most part, the texts that have already been published in the popular devotional booklets are the same as those used in the diary, though in some instances, there again may be slight differences of style and expression. Special features of this new English edition. In the final editing process, inconsistencies of verb tense, capitalization, and punctuation were standardized as much as possible without losing St. Faustina's unique style and powerful simplicity of expression. Our Lord's words to St.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?